This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British voters are picking a new government in a parliamentary election widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power against a gloomy backdrop of economic anxiety, mounting distrust in institutions, and a fraying social fabric. A jaded electorate is delivering its verdict on Thursday on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. It has been in power since 2010. Polls opened at 40,000 stations, including churches, a laundromat, and a crematorium. While Labour's steady and significant lead in the polls would appear to buck a recent rightward electoral shifts in Europe, many of those same populist undercurrents flow in Britain. U.S. President Joe Biden is in a critical stretch in his effort to salvage his imperiled re-election campaign, and Americans heard from him in a radio interview on Thursday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
President Biden is stating his case to stay in the 2024 race. In the week since his shaky debate performance, the president has been talking to fellow Democrats, and now the message is to voters.
Had a bad night, and the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake.
On the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media in Wisconsin, the president says 90 minutes from the debate doesn't cover what he has done in office.
We're going to win this election. We're going to just beat Donald Trump like we did in 2020. We're going to beat him again.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl rumbled towards the Cayman Islands and Mexico on Thursday after pummeling Jamaica. Winds and rain from Beryl caused floods and widespread power outages, leaving a deadly trail of destruction in several smaller Caribbean islands. This is VOA.